In our last report, we spoke on USDA's newly created Unified Emergency Response Framework for combating citrus greening. And now we have Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack with more of the details.
Within this framework, we will establish a multi-agency coordination group, which will assist in reaching out to state ag departments and to the industry and to the university systems that are concerned about this, in helping us set policy, make decisions about future funding allocations, and ensure that the allocation of resources is where it needs to be to do the best job of containing and ultimately eliminating citrus greening.
And Senior Vice President of IFAS, Dr. Jack Payne, adds that they deeply appreciate USDA's support.
Being on the front lines here in Florida, we have so many growers now in a $9 billion industry just hanging on by their fingernails, literally trying to get a cure for this terrible disease. Just to put it in perspective, our agriculture economists have estimated that since 2005, when it was first discovered in Florida, there's been a loss of $4 billion in revenue and a cost of 6,000 jobs in the industry. And as you know, not only are all the groves in Florida infected now, but it's been discovered this last year in Texas and in California.
But despite the announcement, Vilsack noted that they are greatly hindered in their research efforts due to the lack of a farm bill.
Without the farm bill programs, we would be unable to have the kind of relationships and leverage that we have currently with land-grant universities like Florida. And we wouldn't be able to dedicate anywhere near the amount of resource to combat this disease or any other disease that we're currently in the process of researching. And the research funding has been difficult to secure in the past because of budget concerns, but now we're faced with the additional challenge of not having the authority of the programs reauthorized.
Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.